Well, energy experts and climate scientists are questioning why the federal government is building a new gas-fired energy plant in regional New South Wales. The government says the station will replace a soon-to-be-defunct coal plant in the Hunter region to ensure reliable and affordable energy. But the announcement comes on the same day that the International Energy Agency warns that every country must stop investing in fossil fuels. Catherine Gregory reports.
The Hunter Valley in New South Wales is known for its wine and coal. It's home to some of the state's major power stations, one of which is shutting down. Many fear economic doom, so news a new gas-fired power station will be built is welcome.
I just think it's a great thing for the region. My belief is if you're going to close a facility, you need to have a replacement.
That's Kerry Hallett, president of the Kurri Kurri District Business Chamber. The federal government will spend $600 million on building a new gas station in Kurri Kurri. And Kerry Hallett says it's needed to replace the energy and jobs that'll be lost when the Liddell coal-fired power plant closes in 2023.
I mean, Kurri's gone through a pretty hard time over the years. We've needed a pickup. So in the establishment phase, in the building, they're talking about 600 jobs. And then obviously once it's established, there's a smaller workforce, but there's also the allied industries.
The coalition government says the 660 megawatt gas turbine will secure reliable and affordable energy, and it'll help drive down fossil fuel emissions. But the government's using taxpayer money for the project, meaning it's having to intervene in the electricity market because the private sector and energy companies aren't prepared to back it. Energy Minister Angus Taylor says that doesn't mean it's not commercially viable.
Well, we intervene when markets don't work. I mean, competition policy is a key belief of the Liberal and National parties, particularly a utility market like this that sells to everybody in New South Wales and across Australia. And so we need to have competition. We need to have supply. There are times when governments have to step in to make markets work the way they should.
The government says the plant will be what's called a peaking plant, meaning it'll only operate sometimes when it's needed. Prime Minister Scott Morrison spoke to a local Hunter commercial radio station about what that means.
So that means you're using your renewables when you can, and there's a lot of additional capacity coming on there. But then, you know, the lights go out when you can't turn one of these things on. And with the others, you've got to keep them running all the time. So that's why, you know, gas is a great transition fuel for Australia as part of what we're doing on the changing nature of our energy market.
But energy experts say the government's justification for the new plant just doesn't add up. In fact, it's not even needed. That includes the think tank, the Grattan Institute, and Greg Bourne from the Climate Council. He's also a former president of BP.
When Liddell shuts down, at that time, there is plenty of capacity in the system. The Australian Energy Market Operator actually points that out straight away. And within the combination of everything that's in stream from other states, but also the renewable energy that is being built, the batteries that are being put in place, Energy Australia actually are building a smaller gas-fired power station. All of that is going to mean that there is no gap.
He says that gas is not any cheaper or more reliable than renewable energy, so that reasoning doesn't work either. Instead, he thinks the government's investment in the new plant is political, to placate those within the party who advocate for coal and gas. Plus, there's a critical state by-election in the Upper Hunter this weekend. Politically, it might make sense in the short term. But internationally, coal and gas are increasingly on the way out. The International Energy Agency released a roadmap today for countries to hit net zero emissions by 2050, which includes no more investment in gas, coal or oil.
It's probably unfortunate for the government because it really is just the wrong thing to be doing and a waste of taxpayers' money.
Greg Bourne fears Australia will be embarrassed on the world stage when it attends the next round of international climate talks in Glasgow later this year. On the contrary, the government maintains this new plant will help Australia's transition to renewable energy.
That's Catherine Gregory reporting.